Volume 50, Number 3 of The Friend Magazine for March 2020. Contents, Stories and Features. From the First Presidency, How Does Heavenly Father Speak to Us? President Alan H. Oakes. The Birthday Markers, My Family Night Fun, Bright Idea, Music for a Better Day, Hello from Samoa, Friend to Friend, Hayfields and Priesthood Blessings, Elder Jack N. Gerard, Eddie and the Book of Mormon, Kindness Counts, I Like to Be a Friend, Check the Kittens, Meet the Apostles, Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Show and Tell, Matt and Mandy, Stop and Flip, For Older Kids, Anthony's Dream, What's on Your Mind, Food and Fun, Lily's First Calling, Jesus' Helping Hand, Music, The Wise Man and the Foolish Man, Things to Make and Do, Fun Stuff, Your General Conference Notes, Fun Stuff, Find It, I Can Pray Like Enos, Fun Stuff, A Goal to Serve, Friend Junior, Come Follow Me for Little Ones, Feasting on the Scriptures, Harry Shares, A Room Full of Sharing, Scripture Stories, Enos Prayed, Coloring Page, and Praying for Uncle Dan. End of contents. Read by Wes Nelson.
Friends by mail. Feeling sad? My grandparents' dog was sick, and they took her to the vet. They found out she had cancer, so they put the dog to sleep. It made me really sad. Then I saw that the friend had come. I opened it and saw at the bottom of the page Matt and Mandy saying, Feeling sad? Go to page 24 for the Feelings First Aid Kit. September 2018. I turned to it and it really helped me. Thanks for making it. Kaylani B., age 9, Utah, USA.
Bedtime reading. I like it when my mom reads me the Friend magazine before bedtime. Tommy Lee S., age 4, Queensland, Australia.
The Friend Goes Camping. My family likes to go camping. My mom and I read stories from The Friend in the hammock. It made me feel good and happy. We even saw an owl at our campsite. Violet P., age 5, British Columbia, Canada.
Standard search. Can you find a story in this issue about playing and singing good music? Bonus challenge. Memorize this month's standard. I will listen only to music that is pleasing to Heavenly Father. Children's Guidebook, page 63. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how.
Dear friends, 200 years ago, Joseph Smith knelt in the sacred grove to ask Heavenly Father which church he should join. Heavenly Father and Jesus appeared to him and talked with him face to face. On page 2, President Oakes explains that Heavenly Father can speak to us in many different ways. And on page 3, you can do a dot-to-dot picture of one way we can listen for Heavenly Father's voice. Love, the Friend.
End of this month's Friends by Mail. Read by Oceane and Margot Patello and Daniel McClellan.
From the First Presidency, How Does Heavenly Father Speak to Us? By President Dallin H. Oakes, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Heavenly Father can speak to us in many different ways. When Joseph Smith prayed about which church was right, Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ appeared to him and talked to him face to face. But usually Heavenly Father speaks to us through the Holy Ghost. He gives us thoughts in our minds and feelings in our hearts. Here are some of the ways we can hear Him. 1. A feeling that Jesus loves us and that the gospel is true. 2. A comforting feeling when we are sad or lonely. 3. A happy feeling after we have repented. 4. A good feeling when we hear beautiful music or see inspiring art. 5. A peaceful feeling that something is a good choice. 6. A warning feeling that something is wrong. Choose the right and listen. When Heavenly Father speaks to us through the Holy Ghost, it's called revelation. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ don't give us revelation about everything we do. But we don't need to worry. If we're trying to choose the right and listen to the Holy Ghost, they will help and guide us when it's important. End of the article, How Does Heavenly Father Speak to Us? Read by Jean Nelson.
The Birthday Markers by Gail Kinney Cornelius, based on a true story. Freely ye have received, freely give. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8.
Good morning, birthday boy,
Mama said.
Come and get some birthday breakfast.
Marcus jumped out of bed and hurried to the kitchen to eat his sweet oatmeal and berries.
Thanks, Mama.
After breakfast, Marcus ran to his room and reached under his bed for his box of drawing things. Marcus loved oatmeal. He loved soccer, and he loved race cars. But most of all, he loved drawing. Marcus pulled out his notebook and markers. He started drawing a racetrack with a bright orange race car zooming around. Pretty soon, his race car was almost perfect. All it needed was some cool red stripes. He pulled the lid off his red marker, but it was all dried up.
Oh, no!
Marcus thought.
I wanted to make the stripes red.
He grabbed the blue marker.
Oh, well, I guess blue stripes will be okay,
he thought. But the blue marker was all dried up, too. Marcus frowned. He definitely needed new markers. Usually, he got a new set of markers for his birthday, but Dad had just lost his job. His family didn't have a lot of money right now, so Marcus would just have to wait. At least he would get a birthday cake tonight. With a sigh, Marcus put his drawing things back in the box and slid it under his bed. Soon his friend Peter would be over to play. When the doorbell rang, Marcus ran to the door.
Happy birthday,
Peter said.
We're the same age again.
Peter was exactly 1 week older than Marcus and lived nearby. Marcus loved having a birthday in the same month as his friend. Marcus and Peter played soccer in the backyard. Then they built rocket ships out of boxes. Marcus had so much fun that he almost forgot about the markers. Then there was a knock at the door.
Marcus!
Mama called.
Auntie is here to see you.
Happy birthday, Marcus!
Auntie said. She handed him a present wrapped in bright paper. Marcus tore off the paper and couldn't believe what he saw inside. A new set of markers. And even better, there were two of each color.
Thanks, Auntie.
Marcus gave her a big hug. Then he ran to his bedroom to finish his race car picture. Peter watched him add the last red stripe. It was perfect. When the day was over, Marcus lay in bed and thought about his fun day. He got to play with his best friend, and he got new markers. But a thought kept bothering him. Peter was really quiet when Marcus opened his birthday present from Auntie.
Did my present make him sad?
Marcus wondered. Then Marcus remembered something. Peter's dad had lost his job, too.
What if Peter didn't get any presents on his birthday?
That thought made Marcus sad. But maybe there was a way he could help. The next morning, Marcus woke up early. He found the crumpled wrapping paper from his present. He pulled out his markers and wrapped one of each color in the paper. Then he put the present by Peter's front door and hurried away before anyone could see him. When Marcus got home, he looked at his set of markers. There was only one of each color now. Marcus sighed. Then he pictured Peter unwrapping his surprise and smiled. Maybe Peter would come over to play after he found his present. Then they could draw race cars together. The author lives in Vermont, USA. End of the story, The Birthday Markers. Read by Bree, Kara, and Daniel McClellan, Lars Anderson, and Kristen Hawkins.
My Family Night Fun. Fruit Fun. For Jacob, chapter 5-7. Sing, Dare to Do Right, Children's Songbook 158. The prophet Jacob taught about missionary work by telling a story about trees. He compared sharing the gospel to helping trees grow good fruit. See Jacob chapter 5. Cut out paper fruit in different colors. Have everyone write one way they can share the gospel. You can even make a tasty fruit treat for dessert. See Treat Time. Scripture Story Pop-Up. For Enos through Words of Mormon. Sing a Child's Prayer. Children's Songbook 12 through 13. Learn about Enos. Read his story on page FJ4 or in Enos chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. Do the craft on pages 24 to 25 to make a scripture scene of his story. You could also use these pages to talk about how to pray. Treat time. Apple nachos. Arrange apple slices on a plate and drizzle caramel and melted chocolate on top. Add toppings like chocolate chips, crushed graham crackers, or sprinkles. Cocoa bean dip. Strain and rinse well 1 16-ounce canned black beans, about 450 grams. Blend until smooth with 1 tablespoon water, 1/3 cup honey, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 cup cocoa powder, and 2 teaspoons coconut oil, optional. Serve with crackers, strawberries, or apple slices for dipping. Sweet potato fries. Peel 2 large sweet potatoes and cut them into strips. Place strips on cookie sheet and drizzle 2 tablespoons olive oil on top. Season with salt and pepper to taste. Bake at 450 degrees Fahrenheit or 230 degrees Celsius for 25 minutes, stirring fries occasionally. End of My Family Night Fun, read by Tess Hawkins.
Music for a Better Day by David Dixon, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Elizabeth kicked an empty coconut shell down the dirt road. She frowned as it rolled away. Today had not been a good day, not at all. Loggie said something mean to her at school. No one had played with her at recess, and then her art project got ruined. She'd worked on it for weeks.
It's not fair,
Elizabeth said. Who invented bad days anyway? Elizabeth plucked a hibiscus flower. At least that was one good thing. In Samoa, she could always find beautiful flowers, even on a bad day. She twisted the pink flower into her hair and walked home.
Talofa,
Dad said.
How was your day?
Elizabeth looked down.
Not very good.
She walked past the noisy pigs in their yard and sat next to Dad on the porch. Dad listened as she told him all about her hard day.
I'm so sorry,
Dad said, hugging her.
Days like that are really hard. Want to know something that might help?
She nodded.
Yes, please.
He started singing a song that Elizabeth knew well. It was a beautiful song that Dad sang to Mom all the time. She laughed and pushed on his shoulder.
Dad, that doesn't fix anything.
He grinned.
I'm serious. Good music can always help your day go better. And speaking of music...
Elizabeth knew what he was going to say. It was time to practice piano. More than anything, Elizabeth wanted to learn piano so she could play songs in church. She already loved singing with her family, especially with Dad, but playing piano was harder. Her fingers had to work to find the notes.
I don't know if I feel like practicing today.
Dad stood up.
Maybe it would help to think about what you're playing.
Then he took off his sandals and went inside to help with dinner. Elizabeth took off her sandals and followed him. The sheet music for Fa Afetai Ile Atua sat on the keyboard. Elizabeth loved the Samoan hymn. It was all about giving thanks to God. Elizabeth turned on the electric keyboard and started playing.
Think about what you're playing,
Dad had said. Elizabeth decided to try it. She thought about all the things she was thankful for. Her family, her house, music, beautiful Samoa. Her fingers started to find the notes more easily. After a while, her feelings began to change. She felt peaceful. Elizabeth smiled. She was feeling the Holy Ghost. Dad started humming. He stood next to her and began to sing. She kept playing, and Mom joined in too. Elizabeth kept thinking about all the ways God blessed her and her family. At the end, Dad leaned down.
Feeling any better?
Yes, you were right. Good music did make my day better.
What helps you feel better on hard days?
End of the story, Music for a Better Day. Read by Scott Christopher, L. Anderson, and Casey Wayman.
Hello, from Samoa.
Talofa. We're Margot and Paulo. Join us as we visit Samoa.
Samoa is an island country in the Pacific Ocean. It has two main islands and four smaller islands.
Many people in Samoa live in fales, which are houses without walls. People cook over a fire outside.
Many Samoan people love to sing. These children are getting ready to sing in primary.
Here's how to say the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Samoan. Ole ekalisia a Yesu Keriso, ole aupaia o aso igeta ai.
Lots of people raise pigs and chickens and use dogs for hunting. Coconuts are a popular food in Samoa. Everyone helps harvest them and remove the outer covering. The shells are often burned as fuel for cooking fires.
Because they live on islands, Samoans are never far from the ocean.
Meet some of our friends from Samoa.
I love to sing primary songs. My favorites are Mother Tell Me the Story and I Am a Child of God. Mary V, age 5, Savai, Samoa.
I know Heavenly Father hears and answers my prayers. Alex S, age 11, Upolo, Samoa.
Are you from Samoa? Write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for exploring Samoa with us. See you next time.
End of the article. Hello from Samoa. Read by Margot, Enzo and Ocean Patello, and Miles McClellan.
Friend to Friend. Hayfields and Priesthood Blessings by Elder Jack N. Gerard of the 70. The Comforter is the Holy Ghost. John chapter 14, verse 26. When I was a boy, my family had a small farm with cows and hay fields. Growing up on a farm was hard work. Also, I had bad allergies, and the dust from the hay sometimes made me sick. One hot summer day, my brother and I were working in the field. The wind was blowing hard, and there was a lot of dust in the air. My eyes were watering. It was hard to breathe. My nose even started to bleed because I had rubbed it so much. When my mother came out to the field and saw me, she told me to come inside the house. She had me lie on the couch with a wet cloth on my face. A few minutes later, she came back with two farmers in overalls. The farmers were members of our ward. They placed their hands on my head and started to give me a blessing. My dad wasn't a member of the church then, so he didn't hold the priesthood. But I'll never forget the feeling I had as those men blessed me. It was warm, peaceful, and calming, and I didn't feel so sick anymore. Later in life, I realized that feeling was the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is sometimes called the Comforter. I like that name because it was the Holy Ghost that brought me comfort. It made me feel better on the outside and on the inside. The Holy Ghost is a great blessing. Look for the comfort the Holy Ghost brings and try to have it with you every day. End of the article, Hayfields and Priesthood Blessings, read by Jean Nelson.
Eddie and the Book of Mormon by Lucy Stevenson, Church Magazines, based on a true story. I love to read the Holy Scriptures. Children's Songbook, 109.
How was school today?
Dad asked as he poured Eddie a glass of milk. Eddie swallowed a bite of green beans and looked down at his plate.
It was okay.
Just okay?
Mom asked. Eddie nodded.
Some kids laughed at me during reading time. I don't like reading in front of people.
Some words were hard for Eddie to pronounce, so reading out loud always made him nervous, especially when other kids made fun of him.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Dad. Can you pass the rice, please?
Eddie knew Mom and Dad probably wanted to hear more about reading time, but he didn't feel like talking about it. He was glad his big brother Eric had lots to say about his first day of soccer practice. After dinner, Eddie stood up to go to his room.
Wait,
Eric said.
We almost forgot to read scriptures.
Eddie's family had been trying hard to read the Book of Mormon. Reading right after dinner seemed to be the best time because everyone was together. But it was still hard remembering to read every day.
We almost forgot again. What can we do to help us remember?
Maybe we should pray about it. Heavenly Father can help us.
That's a great idea. Will you say the prayer?
Eddie nodded and bowed his head.
Heavenly Father, please help us know how we can remember to read the scriptures.
After the prayer, Eddie and his family talked about some ideas.
What if we kept the Book of Mormon on the table where we could see it?
Eric asked.
I like that idea.
We can tape a reminder on it, too.
Dad smiled.
I'll go get some tape.
Eddie cut a strip of white tape and put it on the front of the Book of Mormon. Then he took a marker and wrote, "Read," across the tape.
There, now we won't forget.
Every night, Eddie and his family saw the Book of Mormon on the table. And every night, they remembered to read. It was working. Eddie liked reading the Book of Mormon. He especially liked the story of Nephi building a ship. Nephi's brothers made fun of him, but that didn't stop him. Nephi trusted God, and God helped him do hard things.
Nephi's my hero,
Eddie said after reading one night. A few days later, it was reading time again at school. When it was Eddie's turn, he heard some kids already starting to laugh. Instead of worrying about what they would say, Eddie took a deep breath and thought about Nephi. A peaceful feeling came into his heart as he said the first word. When Eddie finished reading, he felt good. He still messed up a few times, but Eddie didn't care. He knew he had done his best.
How was reading time?
Mom asked at dinner.
It was good. A few kids still laughed, but it didn't bug me. I just thought about what we were reading in the Book of Mormon, and it helped me a lot.
Dad and Mom smiled.
We're so proud of you.
Thanks.
After dinner, he reached across the table for the Book of Mormon. He couldn't wait to read what happened next. Sidebar. President Russell M. Nelson said, "As you prayerfully study the Book of Mormon every day, you will make better decisions every day."
End of the story, Eddie and the Book of Mormon. Read by Daniel Miles and Kara McClellan, Holly Anderson, and Wes Nelson.
Fun stuff. Find it. This family enjoys working together to gather food to eat. Can you find 15 coconuts? Then find the other hidden objects. Glasses, a glove, a candle, a boat, a pen, a fish, a toothbrush, a pencil, a salt shaker, a fork, a bell, and a hat. End of Fun Stuff Find It, read by Shannon Nelson.
I like to be a friend. Kira A., age 10, Utah, USA. One day at recess, my friend Brooklyn and I saw a younger girl from another grade sitting next to the wall crying. "What's wrong?" Brooklyn asked. "I don't have any friends to play with," the girl sniffed. She told us her friends had moved away. Now she didn't know anyone in her grade to play with. I felt bad for her. I knew how it felt to lose a friend. "We know how you feel," Brooklyn told the girl. "Maybe after school you could talk to your mom," I said. The girl nodded. "Do you have a journal or diary to write in? It helps," I said. We spent the rest of recess talking and giving her tips on how to make new friends. The bell rang, and we had to leave to go back to class. I felt the Spirit helping her, and I knew I did what Jesus wanted me to do. Kindness Challenge. Do you have tips for making new friends? Write to us. We'd love to hear them. You can use your children's guidebook to set a goal to make new friends. End of the story. I like to be a friend. Read by L. Anderson.
Check the Kittens by Melissa Francisco, based on a true story. Darby and her dad were setting up a warming lamp for their newborn kittens. They kept them in an open box in the living room.
"This light will keep the kittens warm tonight. It's bedtime for everyone. You can play with the kittens tomorrow."
After Daddy tucked her into bed, and right before she fell asleep, she had a thought come to her mind which said,
"Go check the kittens."
She wondered,
"Where did that thought come from?"
"Go check the kittens."
She sat up in bed and went into the living room to check on the kittens. When she turned on the lights, she saw the heating lamp was starting to set the kittens' box on fire.
"Oh no!"
She ran and told her dad.
"Daddy, the kittens' box almost caught on fire!"
Dad ran to the box and turned off the lamp.
"How did you know to check on the kittens?"
"I kept having a thought, kind of like a voice. I think it was the Holy Ghost."
He gave Darby a big hug.
"I think you're right. I'm glad you listened."
"Me too. I'm glad the Holy Ghost helped us."
End of the story, Check the Kittens. Read by Margot Patello, Tess Hawkins, and Casey Wayman.
I can pray like Enos. Enos prayed all day and felt God's love. Read about it in Enos 1 in the Book of Mormon, or in the story Enos Prayed on page 4 of Friend Jr. When you pray, start with, "Dear Heavenly Father." Thank Him for blessings. Tell Him about your feelings or questions. Ask Him for help with what you need, or pray for others who need help. End with, "In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen." Take time to listen to the Holy Ghost. You don't need to pray all day to feel God's love for you. You can feel it through thoughts or feelings. Sometimes answers take time, but God always hears you. End of the article, I Can Pray Like Enos, read by Caleb Johnson.
Meet the Apostles. Elder Dieter Eft Uchtdorf of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. He likes banana split ice cream. He and his wife Harriet have 2 children, 6 grandchildren, and 5 great-grandchildren. Elder Uchtdorf will be 80 years old this year. As a young boy in Germany, he rode his bicycle to deliver laundry to his family's business. He rode his bicycle to deliver laundry for his family's business. He was baptized in a public indoor swimming pool. He was a fighter pilot in the German Air Force and a B-747 airline captain. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf said, "Remember, if God is with you, who can be against you?" End of the article, Meet the Apostles, read by Daniel Reed McClellan.
Show and tell. I was playing video games when my dad turned off the TV for home evening. I thought. In home evening, we learned about John the Baptist. Later that night, thinking about what I learned made me feel good inside. Alex J., age 9, Kansas, USA.
When I was baptized, I felt very happy to take this great step, knowing that by being baptized and confirmed, I was following Jesus. Sari Del Mar, R., age 8, Calle del Cauca, Colombia.
My sister made a mistake in her new church activity book and needed a new one. I hadn't done anything in mine, so I gave my book to her. I knew Jesus would share too. Elizabeth M., age 7, Glasgow, Scotland.
I was having a play date with my friend when she saw a picture on my wall. She asked who was in the picture. I said it was Jesus. I'm grateful I know about Jesus and was able to share that with my friend. Annabelle W., age 6, New Jersey, USA.
We should pray to Heavenly Father to help us. Johan P., age 8, Brittany, France. We made Mother's Day cards for our mom. We like making cards for mom and dad. Levi and Nolan Q, ages 6 and 8, Staffordshire, England. I comfort others by giving them a hug when they are sad. Anna R., age 11, Missouri, USA.
When my dog, Tucker, died, I was sad for a long time. I prayed that I wouldn't be sad, and after a few days, I felt better. I knew it was a gift from Heavenly Father. Jane D., age 7, Virginia, USA.
End of Show and Tell, read by Miles McClellan, Tess Hawkins, Guy Nielsen, and Shannon Nelson.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's Matt and Mandy,
The kids are wondering about their cousins.
Mom, we've been thinking about our Australian cousins, Max and Mindy. You said their mom is your second cousin.
What does that mean?
Miranda and I have the same great-grandparents. If we'd had the same grandparents, we'd be first cousins.
I'm getting a little confused.
Well, let's look up our family tree on FamilySearch.org. That'll make it easier.
They all gather around the family computer.
At least you can't fall out of this tree and break your arm.
So that's how we're related to Max and Mindy.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the world, Max and Mindy are talking to their mom.
Mom, we've been wondering.
How we're related to our cousins Matt and Mandy.
When you start learning about family history, interesting things can happen.
End of Matt and Mandy, read by Dave Shaw, Chloe Patello, Kara McClellan, Enzo Patello, Miles McClellan, and Shannon Nelson.
For older kids, Family History Corner. Your family history includes what happens to you every day. Draw these things in your journal to remember your experiences. Your house, your school, your favorite food. What do you call a bear with no teeth? Answer on page 39. A look inside the temple. Each person you're baptized for in the temple also needs to be confirmed a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can stand in for your ancestors as they receive the Holy Ghost. Can you crack the code to find out which temple is in the picture? Answer on page 39. Secret Service. Say hello to a classmate you don't usually talk to. Wash the dishes or take out the trash without being asked. Send a postcard to a friend or family member who lives far away. Art Challenge. Draw a lizard using the letter J. Thanks to Matthew M. for sharing his idea. My Testimony. Ruth G., age 10, Nebraska, USA. A couple of Sundays ago during sacrament meeting, it was time for people to go up and share their testimonies. Suddenly, I got an urge to go up to the microphone and tell everyone my testimony. I was shaking, but I knew I could do it. No matter how scared you feel, you should try to share your testimony. It doesn't have to be to the whole church. It can even be to one person. End of For Older Kids, read by Penny McCord.
Anthony's Dream by Katie Morrell, based on a true story. Anthony was surprised when he woke up. This was his third time having the same dream. In the dream, a tall man showed him a beautiful building. What could it possibly mean? As a school teacher, Anthony had visited many places outside his village in Nigeria. The building from his dream didn't look like anything he had seen before. Maybe it didn't actually exist, but there was just something special about it. As years passed, Anthony still thought about his dream, but he was worried about other things. A war started in Nigeria. It wasn't safe for Anthony and his wife and children to leave their house. It was hard being inside all day. Anthony missed seeing his friends and students. One day, Anthony found an old magazine in his house. When he opened it, he saw something that looked familiar. It was the beautiful building from his dream. It was real! The building belonged to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I've never heard of that church before, Anthony thought. He wanted to learn more about it, but because of the war, he still couldn't leave his house. He would have to wait. When the war finally ended, Anthony sent a letter to the church's headquarters in Salt Lake City. He asked if they would send missionaries to teach him and his family. "Can you build your church in my town?" Anthony wrote. "Please send me scriptures so I can teach the other villagers." Anthony was sad when he received a letter from church headquarters. "Right now, we don't have any missionaries in your country. Back then, black men couldn't hold the priesthood, and the church wasn't organized in much of Africa." But Anthony was good at being patient. Even though he couldn't get baptized yet, he kept his faith strong. The church sent Anthony and his family the Book of Mormon and other church books. Anthony studied the books and taught what he learned to his neighbors. So many people were interested in the gospel that Anthony needed a place for everyone to meet. On a road lined with banana trees, Anthony built a little chapel with a blue door and shutters. A sign on the building read, Nigerian Latter-day Saints. Years went by. Then one day Anthony heard wonderful news. God told the prophet that all worthy men could have the priesthood. The church was sending missionaries to Anthony's village. The missionaries were surprised to find a church building and so many people ready to be baptized. They were amazed at the faith of Anthony and the other villagers. It has been a long, difficult wait, Anthony told the missionaries, but that doesn't matter now. You have come at last. Anthony was the first person baptized in the Ekionumiri River in Nigeria. When the new branch was organized, he was called to be the branch president. His wife, Fidelia, was the Relief Society president. They were sealed together in the temple years later. After dreaming about a temple, he finally got to go there. Anthony continued sharing his faith with others. He often told people that the seed of the gospel planted in Nigeria would grow into a great tree. The world would be surprised by its growth. Anthony was right. Today, there are more than 170,000 members of the church in Nigeria and a beautiful temple. The gospel seed Anthony helped plant continues to grow around the world today. The author lives in Utah, USA. Anthony Uzodima Obina, 1928 to 95, served as president of the first official branch in Nigeria. He said, God is great and performs wonders. No human power can withhold God's work in this world.
End of the story, Anthony's Dream, read by Shauna Thompson.
What's on your mind?
I want to make friends, but I don't know how. What can I do? Lonely in Limerick.
Dear Lonely, lots of other kids are looking for a friend too. So why not be the first to smile and say hello? It won't always work out, and that's okay. Keep trying, praying, and helping others. We love being your friend, the friend. You could say something kind, help out, ask a question, introduce yourself, or do something fun together. End of What's on Your Mind, read by Rena Nelson and Guy Nielsen.
Food and Fun, Pani Popo. These Samoan coconut rolls are sticky and sweet. Don't forget to get an adult's help. 12 frozen dinner rolls from a package or a favorite roll recipe. 1 10-ounce can coconut milk, about 300 milliliters. 1/2 cup sugar. 1 Prepare rolls in a greased baking dish and let rise according to package instructions. 2 Combine coconut milk and sugar in bowl and mix until sugar is dissolved. Pour about 2/3 of coconut mixture evenly over rolls. 3. Bake rolls at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 175 degrees Celsius, for 20 to 30 minutes, or according to package recipe instructions. 4. Remove from oven and pour remainder of coconut mixture on top. Rolls will be sticky on bottom. Siapo. Siapo is a cloth made in Samoa from the bark of paper mulberry trees. The bark is scraped and beaten to become soft, then set out in the sun to dry. Artists use dyes from berries, nuts, and other things in nature to paint patterns on the cloth. Here's how to make your own pretend siapo cloth. 1 paper bag, acrylic paint. 1 Tear a large rectangle or square from the paper bag. 2 Crumple the paper into a tight ball. Then uncrumple it and lay it flat. Repeat several times until the paper is soft like fabric. 3 Paint lines across the cloth to separate it into sections. Then paint different shapes, lines, and patterns in each of the sections. 4. Set your cloth out to dry. Hang it up when it's done. End of Food and Fun. Read by Dwayne Case.
Lily's First Calling. Lily was brand new to young women. How could she be class president? By Jane McBride. Based on a true story. By love serve one another. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13.
I don't know if I can do this new calling,
Lily whispered to Mom. They were waiting outside the bishop's office after church. Lily had just been called as president for her young women class. She was excited, but also really scared. She had just turned 11 in December and was the youngest girl in her class. How could she be the president? Lily looked down at her lap and noticed she had torn up the paper she was holding. She always did that when she was nervous. Little pieces of paper were all over her dress.
I've only been in Young Women's for a few months,
Lily said, biting her lip.
I don't know how to be a leader.
It's okay to be nervous,
Mom said.
But you'll do great.
She grabbed Lily's hand and gave it a squeeze.
Remember when you took cookies to Amanda?
Lily nodded. A few months ago, Lily's friend Amanda was sick with the flu. Lily baked cookies for Amanda and made a big word search for her to do so she wouldn't be bored.
Yes, but what does that have to do with being a good class president?
Mom helped Lily clean up the torn pieces of paper.
Because you had a great idea and you followed through. You care about people. That's a big part of being a good leader.
Really?
Really, Mom said, smiling. Jesus was the perfect leader because he cared about people and helped them. You can try to do that too.
Lily grinned. She hadn't thought of that. She took a deep breath.
Thanks, Mom.
Bishop Roston stepped out of his office.
Are you ready, Lily?
She nodded. Together, she and Mom went into the bishop's office. Lily sat in a chair while Bishop Roston and his counselor put their hands on her head. They set her apart for her new calling and gave her a blessing. Lily listened carefully to the words. During the blessing, Bishop Roston told her to always listen to the Spirit and to her heart. He also told her that if she was faithful and prayed to Heavenly Father, he would help her know what to do. Lily felt peaceful as she heard those words. She knew that feeling was from the Holy Ghost. After the blessing, Lily shook hands with the bishop and his counselor.
Lily, you are kind and you're capable. You will be able to bless the girls in your class,
Bishop Roston said, smiling.
Thank you. I'll do my best.
As she turned to leave, Lily noticed a picture of Jesus on Bishop Roston's desk.
I can help people too,
she thought. On the way home, Lily thought of ways she could help the girls in her class. She thought about Suzanne, who had broken her arm on her trampoline last week.
I bet Suzanne could use some love right now,
she thought.
Can I visit Suzanne tonight?
Lily asked Mom.
I have an idea about something I can do for her. After all,
Lily thought with a smile,
that's what Jesus would do.
President Lily was ready to serve. The author lives in Colorado, USA. See Come Follow Me for Jacob chapters 1 through 4. What does it mean to be set apart? When you get a calling in the church, you get a special blessing that gives you authority to do your calling. This gives you extra help and guidance as you help do Heavenly Father's work.
End of the story, Lily's First Calling, read by Bree, Shannon Nelson, Kristen Hawkins, and Dwayne Case.
Jesus' Helping Hand, a true story written by you. Arson, age 9, said, once we went to a children's play center. One of the activities was a very tall hill, which you had to climb up using a rope. I tried to do it many times, but I could only make it 3/4 of the way. Just before I could reach the top, I would fall and slide to the bottom of the hill. I felt like I would never be able to reach the top. Then, an employee quickly climbed up the hill and gave me her hand from there. With her help, I easily got to the top. At that moment, I thought about Jesus. He does the same for us. When we do the best we can but still aren't reaching our goal, he gives his helping hand to us. This experience was very spiritual for me, and I will remember it all my life. End of the article, Jesus' Helping Hand, read by Enzo Patello.
Come Follow Me for Little Ones. Here are some activity ideas for toddlers and young children that go along with each week's reading. For 2 Nephi 31 through 33, read 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 16 together and help your little ones say, "I can try to be like Jesus each day." Play a follow the leader game like Simon Says or Do As I'm Doing. Talk about how Jesus Christ is the perfect example for us to follow. For Jacob 1 through 4, read Jacob chapter 2, verse 18 together and play a sharing game. Give each person a toy and set a timer. When it dings, everyone should run to someone else and say, "God is happy when I share," and trade toys. For Jacob 5 through 7, read Jacob chapter 5, verse 61 together and help your little ones say, "I can teach people about Jesus." Then color name tags and dress up like missionaries. Practice talking about the scriptures and Jesus. You could sing a missionary song together like "I Want to Be a Missionary Now," Children's Songbook, page 168. For Enos through Words of Mormon. Read Enos chapter 1, verses 4 through 5 together and help your little ones say, "I can pray to Heavenly Father anytime, anywhere." You could use five fingers to review the parts of prayer. 1. Start with "Dear Heavenly Father." 2. Thank Him for blessings. 3. Tell Him about your day. 4. Ask Him for what you and others need. 5. End in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Or create actions for the rhyme, "I close my eyes, I bow my head, I listen while a prayer is said." End of the article, Come Follow Me for Little Ones, read by Shauna Thompson.
Action rhyme, Feasting on the Scriptures by Jordan Monson Wright. The scriptures are the words of Christ. They show the way to go. I love to learn the words of Christ. They help my faith to grow. I don't just want a nibble. I don't just want a bite. I want to feast upon His words and learn to do what's right. End of action rhyme, Feasting on the Scriptures, read by Guy Nielsen.
Harry shares. Harry is playing with toys. He is having fun. Harry sees a girl who looks sad. "Do you want to play with me?" Harry asks. Harry shares toys with her. Now they are both having fun. Jesus is happy when we share with others. End of the story, Harry Shares. Read by Lars Anderson.
Scripture Stories. Enos Prayed. Enos was hunting in the forest. He started thinking about God. He wanted to know God better, so he prayed. He heard God's voice. God said that because Enos had faith in Jesus, his sins were forgiven. Enos was happy, but he didn't stop praying. Enos prayed for his friends. He prayed for his enemies. He prayed about the scriptures. He kept praying for a long time. I can pray to God anytime, anywhere. I can help other people by praying for them. End of the article, Enos Prayed, read by Enzo Patello.
Praying for Uncle Dan by Marissa Whittison, Church Magazine, based on a true story. Isabel loved to pray. In the morning, she said a good morning prayer. She thanked Heavenly Father for the sunshine and a new day. At lunchtime, Isabel told Heavenly Father about her day so far. She prayed for help to be nice to her sisters when they got home from school. At bedtime, Isabel's family prayed together. They always started by talking about people who might need extra blessings. Tonight, Daddy said,
"Please pray for Uncle Dan. He lost his job."
Isabel felt sad. She didn't know a lot about grown-up work, but she knew that losing a job was bad. She loved her uncle. He made yummy popcorn. And last time he came over, he showed her how to do a cartwheel.
I'll pray for him to find a job,
Maria said. She was one of Isabel's older sisters. It was her turn to pray out loud for the family. The next day, Isabel asked Daddy if Uncle Dan found a job yet.
Not yet. Sometimes prayers aren't answered right away.
So, should we keep praying for him?
Isabel asked. Daddy nodded.
That would mean a lot to Uncle Dan.
Every day, Isabel and her sisters prayed for Uncle Dan. They prayed for him to find a job. They prayed for him to have enough money. They prayed for him to feel loved. Isabel was glad she could help Uncle Dan with her prayers. Praying for him made her happy. Her family helped Uncle Dan in other ways, too. One day, they helped Uncle Dan clean his house. Another day, Isabel and Mommy stopped by to watch a movie with Uncle Dan. Weeks went by. Finally, Daddy had good news.
Uncle Dan has 2 job interviews this week.
Isabel felt happy. She was glad she could pray for the people she loved. What did Isabel do to help Uncle Dan?
End of the story, Praying for Uncle Dan, read by Bree, Wes Nelson, Shannon Nelson, and Ocean Patello.